This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, January 19th, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. Some Federal Reserve officials are claiming the federal government hasn't intervened enough in the housing market. Leaving aside everything the feds did to keep that bubble inflated, these further interventions may serve mainly to keep new capital from pouring into housing to spur that much-desired recovery. So says Mark Calabria, director of the Cato Institute's Financial Regulation Studies.
The ongoing weakness in housing has made it more difficult to achieve a vigorous economic recovery, said William Dudley of the New York Fed. With additional housing policy interventions, we could achieve a better set of economic outcomes. So what are they complaining about and what do they want done?
Well, and it's worth prefacing that the Federal Reserve Board had sent a paper to Congress on housing options. This is highly unusual. I mean, this is a policy area outside of the Federal Reserve's normal purview, and for them to speak it in this way, you know, really is unprecedented in recent times. And the frustration on the part of the Fed is really because the housing market tends to be a primary vehicle through which monetary policy acts. I mean, if you think about it, the Fed moves interest rates, the housing market is almost always the first part of the economy to respond. And it's also maybe where the most power is felt in terms of if you think about the typical household asset as housing. So let's say the Fed lowers interest rates, and under normal conditions, housing prices might go up. You and I feel a little wealthier, and the theory is we go out and spend, and you know that drives the economy. And so that has long been the mindset of the Federal Reserve. And of course, we saw this with other actions of the Federal Reserve trying last year to boost up the stock market a little bit for the same thinking, that we would create sort of an asset bubble to make people feel wealthier. And so it's not working. The so much overhang in the housing market, also conditions in the mortgage market really make it that despite the fact that we've had several years now of essentially zero interest rates, very low record mortgage rates, that the housing market has been stagnant. And again, it is frustrated, I think, from the perspective of the Fed, their ability to move the economy normally through the lever of the housing market.
Even though the Fed is advocating interventions that Congress could, or only Congress could engage in, they're also many Fed officials are asking for another round of purchasing bonds.
There is starting to be a continued growing frustration. And granted, it's been there for quite a while with many of the more doves at the Fed that we're simply not doing enough in terms of the Federal Reserve's perspective. And particularly, again, this is focused on the housing and mortgage market. So there's certainly some chance at this point that we might see another round of so-called quantitative easing where the Fed goes out and buys a tremendous amount of assets, particularly long-term assets, and brings it back on its balance sheet. And of course, one of these asset classes would be a continuation of essentially another round of quantitative easing where the Fed buys mortgage-backed securities. And of course, the other side of this could be that the Fed might feel like it should allow those mortgages to be modified and such and essentially take a hit so that they feel like they can get consumer spending again. So I do think that there, if we continue to see over the next 6 months a weak job market, in a particularly weak construction labor market, that I think there's going to be continued interest in the Federal Reserve in trying to do something in housing. And the only thing really within its own purview is, of course, buying mortgage-backed securities. It does bear saying that on a related issue by my own back of the envelope is that Federal Reserve regulations in the mortgage market, particularly under the Truth in Lending Act and the Homeowners Equity Protection Act, have probably kicked out 15 to 20% of the demand out of the marketplace via reducing that supply of mortgage credit. So I guess if the Fed truly wanted to do something about trying to bring back housing demand, it should look at its own regulatory decisions.
William Dudley, this is from the Wall Street Journal, January 12th. Mr. Dudley called on Fannie and Freddie to reduce loan balances for homeowners with so-called underwater mortgages in which they owe more on their properties than they're worth. Such principal write-downs remain a hot-button political issue. Democrats and some economists say banks and the mortgage giants must begin to cut loan balances. Many Republicans say that would unfairly reward overextended borrowers.
Well, let's start from the immediate premise of this really isn't about the housing market, because reducing your loan balance or even refinancing your interest rate is not going to go out and make you buy another house. I mean, the intent is to keep you in the house you have. And the intent is twofold. One is the desire to try to reduce foreclosures, which is looked at as, you add additional supply and you're driving down prices in the housing market. So some of this is, of course, to keep some supply off the market. The other part of it is you would lower monthly payments either by lowering the interest rate or lowering the amount of the mortgage, and therefore consumers would have money in their pocket, more disposable income they'd spend and turn the economy in general around. course, the problem with this is that a mortgage is one person's liability. It's another person's asset. And if you cut the value of that mortgage or you cut the interest rate on it, you're hitting the investor, who more likely than not will cut back their spending. And so there's really no macroeconomic reason to expect that the net impact on spending in the economy should anything other than zero.
And to the extent that potential investors are watching this process that investors are going through of having their repayments cut or delayed in some way, that could further soften how.
Absolutely. And it's really it's interesting the choice of topics that, you know, there are lots of ways I think you could try to turn the housing market on. And for instance, I have blocked on a few, in such as we could start exercising recourse. We could expect people to actually pay their mortgage, which we know empirically would reduce mortgages. But you touch on a point, which is if we want to bring mortgage capital back into the marketplace, trying to scare off private investors by basically telling them, if you invest in this, I will wipe out part of your investment, is not a good way to encourage the market to come back around. So you really sort of have a whole litany within this Fed paper of kind of left of center solutions that aren't really geared at necessarily the problem there. And again, a number of things that can be done that are politically unacceptable, but far more effective than anything the Fed has proposed.
How much currency do these ideas have, the ideas in this paper and some of the other things Fed officials are urging?
Well, you know, I would start with my my impression from working several years in Washington is that, you know, by the time you release a white paper on something, you've already sort of circulated these ideals among everybody else. And if you had already gotten traction and you got the response that this is a great idea, let's do it, you would have never had to bother with the white paper. So I think much of the press response has been, wow, this is a really big deal. The Fed's been very forceful. Quite frankly, I see it as an admission of we have failed with our moral suasion of trying to get others to agree with us. And now we're going to take it to the streets, if you will.
Mark Calabria is Director of Financial Regulation Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.